Former Blues captain Martin O'Connor joining us for reaction. Martin, evening to you.
How are you, Paul?
Well, again, football never ceases to surprise, does it? Harry, it's an awful run, lost six in a row, and the defeat today, absolutely wretched in the second half. Were you shocked, surprised, or not?
I'm surprised at the timing, Paul, if I'm honest. I think results keep you in a job. If you don't get them, you're always on the verge of, you know, the criticism from fans and from board and even from players at times. And I think when you look at it, the board have backed him. And we said this before the season, you know, Harry's one of those who get a lot of players into a team and into a squad, into a club. And sometimes, you know, he leaves the club and there's a lot of players there. And unfortunately, that's what it looks like at the moment at Birmingham City now.
The board backed him and then sacked him. It's balmy in a way, but you look at the results and you think, well, maybe it's not that strange.
No.
What do you do now?
Thanks to that he's won one game, I think, one league game.
Yeah.
And to be fair, what I've been told is the performance is like they're going to win another game. So you can see where the board are coming from, but the timing and, you know, he just bought, the transfer window's closed, he's just bought all these players in, he's gone, walked, sacked, whatever. They're looking for another manager now. Whoever steps into the fray, and it is going to be a fray because you've got a lot of players who are not in the team. He's got a team that ain't firing on all cylinders. He's got players who have been rejected by the previous manager in my eyes. And then obviously, you know, he's got to try and drag them back, and they ain't probably in the right frame of mind to go and perform. And whoever takes a job now, it's going to be a tough job. And I said on the show on Thursday, Lee Carsley for me.
Yeah.
He'll get respect to the players. He knows football. You know, he's been England under 21s. The Brentford job, he did really well. He's been at Man City to, you know, learn his trade, if you like. And I'm not saying that Lee would want it, but for me, I think someone long term now, you know, I think Richard's right. I think when you look at it now, Harry was only going to be there till this season anyway. So I think someone coming in now, fresh pair of eyes, fresh impetus, philosophy, just to get that the players, because they are good players, Paul. You know, on paper, they're good players.
And what you've got, Martin, what you seem to have is two groups of players now.
Yes.
The one that Harry's brought in, where 14 players have been recruited,
yes,
and the old Brigade of Blues players that were there, that Harry has slagged off week in,
yes,
week out. So today's performance sort of smacks of a division,
yes,
between the squad, doesn't it?
Well, I think when you're in the club, Paul, and you know, the manager's, with respect, telling you you ain't good enough, because that's what he's been saying from the start of the season, you need to improve the squad. And to be fair, I think he did. He needs to strengthen, he needs to improve quality. 14 players, I'm not sure he needed 14 players. But then when you bring players in, and then the players you've actually pushed to one side and said, look, you're not for me, you're not good enough, you have to bring them back, they're not really going to play for you. And that's now the job of someone else coming now and try and mould and galvanise the team, the club together. And I think when you look at it, Harry was everyone's favourite. Unfortunately, it hasn't worked out for him. I think he's been back. The timing is wrong for me. And now you've got to move forward. And it's just that horrible situation now. Where do we go from here at Birmingham City again?
Well, 38 games to go. So a long way to go. Plenty of time to sort it out. Lee Carsley gets the chance. As you say, whether he'd want it or not remains to be seen. Steve Cottrell's name has been linked, as he came in with Harry and last season stayed up. Then he left because he wanted a managerial job. Hasn't yet got one. He's a candidate, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's got experience. You know, he's been about, he knows football. Whether he'd want it, I think he would want it, Paul. Let's be fair, it's a great club, well supported, and he has got a good squad. He's just got to get a team out of that squad to go and perform week in, week out. And
do you think, Martin, the players that have been recruited make it a much better squad? Do you think it's a bit of a mishmash?
Yes.
How do you see that squad of players now?
I think he's improved it in quality. I think he's improved it in ability. Whether he needed 14, I'm not sure, Paul. I've got to be honest. I think the squad, when you finish fourth from bottom, and in the manner they did last season, you have got to improve things. You've got to strengthen. You've got to add quality. He spent big money, if you like, on loans. Sam Gallagher, the money for Jota. So he has spent some money. Unfortunately, it hasn't worked for him at the moment. You look at it and think, right, the squad's better. It is better, but there's more places and there's more players and there's more faces. Now, the ones who you're not going to play, how can you keep them happy? Last year under Gary, he wasn't the biggest squad, but he kept them all happy and it was all ready to go. Obviously, the debacle with Zola. We brought Harry in for the last three games. Let's be fair, I've said it before, Paul, I've got to be honest. The three games he had, Villa, if you can't get a team up to play Villa at home, you should be in the job. Huddersfield was looking at the playoffs, so they had the eye off the ball, and Bristol City were already up. So there was, not saying three easy games, but three winnable games. And then you come into the summer, yes, he's slagged the players off who were there. Yes, he's had to improve it, and I totally understand why he's had to improve it, because the quality wasn't there. Now someone else has come in and have to come in and say, right, OK, who's my best team? Who's my best players? Try and keep everyone together and fighting, going in the right direction. So like you said, the mishmash could be acceptable to Birmingham City, but now whoever's coming in, whether it's Lee or whoever long-term, they've got to galvanise the team. Got to.